Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Coming up, gold confiscation. We'll tell you what happened. But first, we go to Brian listening in Oregon. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Brian, in Oregon. I hear someone out there. Brian going once. Brian going twice. Yeah, thanks for the call. We'll try him maybe if he calls back. 800-259-9231. So here's the news, and it's pretty disturbing. From CoinWeek.com, 10 rare $20 gold pieces that could have been worth millions to coin collectors will instead remain in Fort Knox and not be returned to the descendants of Philadelphia jeweler Israel Swit, a federal court jury decided on Wednesday. So another jury here making another decision in favor of the state.
When I think about juries, this is the conclusion I've come to. The idea is that somehow we, the people, are supposed to be the final check and balance on the government because government's this invasive growing thing. Sounds great. I don't think it works. I think that really, in fact, the Milgram experiments that show that people tend to do what authority figures tell them to do?
That's one of them, yeah.
Where they had the situation where they had this test subject where a guy in a lab coat stands behind the one person who's pushing a button to give an electric shock for learning purposes to another actor, basically, in another room,
right.
And to the point that 66% of these people, I believe, as I recall, were willing to give near or above the fatal shock, to the point that people weren't even making noises anymore.
What they believed.
They would kill someone because a guy in a white lab coat told them that they needed to continue with the experiment. What's the difference between putting 12 people into a jury and having essentially a state prosecutor, a state paid judge, policemen testify against some sort of person, some schlub out there, and expect to have something legitimate happen?
Well, it's the entire edifice. It's they've come into this fortress of the state that the court.
The church, almost.
Yes, the church. It is.
All
exactly.
Rise! And there's these things
there's
that
the
they
altar
do.
That the judge sits upon.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's complete mysticism. It's complete just Kool-Aid drinking. And a lot of the people that are in these juries drink that Kool-Aid.
But you were making the point, I think it was during the break, Mark, we were kind of recapping or reflecting on Damo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org in their trial and the jury down there and how it really was one man that changed that jury. It was it was the old 12 Angry Men story where the one juror was willing to stand his ground and stand for what he believed in and not kowtow to the group. Because you've got all kinds of factors going into why juries act the way they do. There's the authority factor that you were talking about. There's also groupthink, where there's the old experiment.
Right. Groupthink is essentially what happened with this situation, because the one guy says, no, we can sit here all day. And then suddenly the group says, four of them who were ready to out of the gate vote guilty, for two guys essentially to be found guilty for wiretapping, for videotaping somebody out in the open, as if this is some kind of secret. They were ready to give them resisting arrest for not resisting arrest on video. I mean, this just goes to show how, blah, or whatever. And then so when one guy stands up and says no, then they're like, okay, we want to get out of here, so whatever,
well,
man.
He went on. I mean, it wasn't just I'm going to stand my ground, and then they flipped. He stood his ground, made some more points, and then they ended up flipping. But yeah, I mean, his unwillingness to be budged from his position.
So they flipped when he made his points, but they're only the same points that were made during the court case. These four morons who didn't listen during the court case, or they didn't care, and then when they were finally made by some guy who's like, no, I'm not going to let you just vote guilty so you can go home and watch soap operas.
Yep.
We could be here all day because I'm going to do what's right. Then that's when they were willing to, because they don't care about what's doing what's right. In
they
the same way that
expedient.
The Milgram experiment people said, I don't care about shocking somebody to death as long as this guy behind me in a white lab coat says it's okay.
Well, the man in the robe always gives the instruction that you are to decide the case based on the facts in the case and not based on how you feel about the law. So they were given that instruction before they went in to deliberate. And so not only are they inculcated with with, you know, statism and coercionist thinking from a young age in the government schools and throughout popular culture, but also there's that final jury instruction. And this is that authority complex coming into play here, where that man is sitting above them, he has all these people who are at his beck and call, and he is now addressing you. And he is saying that you must look at this case based on the law itself, based on the facts in this case. You may not do anything besides this. You must be able to decide this case regardless of your feelings about the defendants or regardless of your feelings about the law.
Become a robot and abandon all humanity.
That's right. That's the instruction.
Assume the words, not the person. Assume the words on paper and become that law and decide a black and white sort of issue. It's terrible.
You have to wonder what goes through one of their minds at that time. I mean, even if Pete Nademo had given a speech about jury nullification, even if they had enlightened this jury as to their right to nullify and their right, the thousand-year-old right, to decide a case based on their feelings about the law, based on their essentially how they think that the law, whether it's good or not, they can make that choice. Juries can do this. This is you know, not up for question, but the court ignores this information. They won't give the jurors this information, and they tell them only half the truth. It is true that the jury can judge based on the law, based on the facts of the case, but they don't tell you the full truth, and that is that not only are the defendants on trial, but the state itself, the system itself is on trial. The law itself is on trial.
I would almost liken it to a sophisticated poker game where, you know, the defense and the prosecution both have their cards, but the state also has a set of cards. And the state and the prosecution are constantly bluffing that, these people are guilty. They are completely guilty, no matter what. And as you're turning over the cards and you're looking at the cards, the state's confident, we have the nuts, as they say in poker, we have the winning hand, and there's no doubt whatsoever. And even when you see that clearly, this video that they showed of various things, whether it's Pete Nademo or other people who have been arrested for stupid things going on with these crazy cops, even then the jury's like, but the state and the judge, and I just don't understand, because they said they won, and, well, I'm just going to go with them. You know, it's just like they can't face the facts sometimes.
Well, jury, you know, what do you see on the cards? You know, what do the cards say versus is this game a scam?
Right. Exactly. I mean, it is a scam. That's the thing, though, because it's not a heads-up poker game where you're playing versus. It's not the defense versus the prosecution. It's the defense versus the prosecution and the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the house is playing a secret hand of poker, and it's like, well, you can't even see their cards. You can't even see their bet, but you still have to assume that you're playing against this one other person. And it's so tilted in favor of the state that it's not even justice anymore. It's a joke.
So the other study that is worth mentioning here, and I don't remember who did this one, but it's probably not hard to find. There have been lots of repetitions of it. The other one is where you get a group of people together, and everyone in the group is Confederate, except for an actor, if you will, except for the person who is the test subject. Now, they don't know this. They think they're in a group full of test subjects. So you get this group of tests, so-called test subjects, together, and you give them some sort of an activity like comparing the length of straws. And you ask the person, you start with a Confederate, and the tester asks the person, are these the same length? And they say yes. And the straws are not, clearly not the same length.
Right. So basically these people are looked at, they have to judge reality against what this group of people is saying, because they're in a group.
So it goes around the group.
It's a group of 10. 9 of them are just fakes that are in there trying to screw with this person. And then what's the result? How do people react? And the fact is, people will ignore reality and side with the group the majority of the time.
Because it's comfortable and they don't want to be the odd man out. And that's why what this man did in the Pete Nademo trial is so unique and so honorable. He actually didn't fall in line with the group. He didn't change his mind just for convenience. He did stand his ground, and he said, this is not right, and I'm not going to let this go away. I'm not going to go along with you people. And we need to find those folks and identify them and thank them and encourage them and see whatever we can to encourage people to behave in that way.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult in those situations because the state has this aura of legitimacy that people just are blindsided by them. More coming up here at 800-259-9231.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring what you want. At 1-800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website as well at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there for free. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there, and if you're a lady listener, there are details there on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I've got it, and it's where I do some of my show prep. freedomsphoenix.com.
As we continue with you and your thoughts, still to come, the gold confiscation story. But first, Jackie's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Jackie.
Hi. Yeah, my name's Jackie, and I was just calling because I was talking to your program about like October last year, and I really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks.
It's just amazing. And I was just wondering what you guys do to talk to people that say that they want more freedom, more liberty, but when you explain it to them, you could tell that they're a statist. You could tell they want the government to take care of them. But yet, when you ask them a question, they still at the same time say the government's oppressing them, but they want it at the same time.
Hmm. Yeah, that is a very confused position for someone to be in. There, I think a lot of folks in that position. Like, for instance, a Tea Party.
It's like a child who wants all the freedoms a parent might give, but wants the roof over their heads and all the the free food and all the clothes washing and all the things that go with the house. They don't want to contribute to the house, but they want all the things. Every parent's dealt with this situation.
Or it could be the child that wants to be free to make his own rules in the game, but wants to make sure that the other people play by other rules. I mean, it's not fair for Johnny down the road.
What rules do you think mom's living by? If mom's making the food, washing the clothes, and putting the house over the kid's head, and the kid's doing whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, talk to people. And like I said, I live in Florida. And, one of the big things that happened earlier this year was the whole thing about the high-speed rail.
Oh.
And people were talking about wanting to get government money to build this rail. And I tell them, if it's a good idea, the private sector will take care of it.
Wait, is this high-speed rail thing back in Florida? Because when we left...
It won't die.
When we left...
It's the super choo-choo. Come on. I mean, everybody loves choo-choos.
Especially the old people.
Started out when you were... It just inculcated when you were a kid with choo-choo stories. Take a look at boys... books, and you haven't seen many people go weeks and months without seeing a train.
Thomas the Tank Engine,
but they're
right?
All over when it comes to not just Thomas, but certainly the stories are out there. Trains were they're exciting, there's no doubt, but if it made sense, like you said, Jackie, if it made sense to have a super choo-choo that runs from Tampa to Orlando...
To Orlando, yeah.
Right. Then there would be one, because somebody would have built it and it would be profitable.
Yeah.
But, nobody wants to go from Tampa to Orlando and not have a car, because Florida's like so many places in the United
States.
You can't get around without a car. What are you going to do? You're going to use a taxi cab to get wherever you want to go?
Yeah.
It costs $20 to go down the block.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I'll say is, if it's profitable, the private sector will do it. And they're like, well, the government's supposed to do things that aren't profitable. I mean, the government's supposed to do anything other than protect our freedom. So getting a railroad that no one is – I know they're not going to use it. I'm not going to use it. I want to drive my car to Orlando.
Right. Well, ask them about the city buses is what I would say. Have you looked at city buses? How many of them drive around empty or practically empty? I mean, this was the great idea that we were supposed to have. And do we really need this? And I'd say the answer is no. People don't use those things.
I think this is an excellent question, and as somebody who has been involved in doing outreach and talking to people for a long time, I don't think that – really, I think that all you can do is make the point that if somebody is coming from the perspective that they believe that they should be free, but they don't think that, for instance, those other folks should be free, that's a common one that you get as well. I can handle myself, but those other people, they need to be responsible for themselves, etc., is to try to explain to them that if they want to be free, they have to allow others to be free. You have to honor your neighbor's choice if you want your neighbors to honor your choice. And if people aren't willing to do that, then that's got to be the end of the conversation as far as I'm concerned.
Right. There's certain people you won't be able to convert or to persuade right now. That doesn't mean that down the line you can't talk to these people again and see if they're ready for more movement. But at the same time, what I recommend back when – You know, like, almost 4 years ago now when I first got into the Ron Paul stuff and talking to people, I always sort of tried to connect on something that they cared about first, whatever aspect of the situation involves the state that's giving them problems, then we'll attack that item first and then talk in principles instead of a lot of philosophical things. If you just stick to principles and focusing on topics that actually matter to them and that will actually inspire them to do something, then they'll start walking down this path to a more liberty-friendly mindset. But I think you can't expect them to roll over overnight, and you can't expect them to agree with you you kind of have to limit your expectations is kind of what I'm trying to say.
And I also like what you said about down the line somebody can change. So if you talk to somebody one day and they're saying, well, I like the idea of freedom in this area, but I like Social Security and I want to be taken care of, or, you know, they kind of mention their favorite program, it's good to do what JJ suggests and find a point of agreement and then kind of flesh out how, well, yeah, you're right. I agree with you that the government is this and this and this in this particular area, and show them that you agree with them and show them why the government is wrong on this, and then maybe you can parlay that into showing them why the government's also wrong for the same principles on the issue that they want the government to be involved. But in some cases, you're just going to run up against a brick wall. However, a year later, you know, don't burn the bridge, because a year later you may come to the same person and they may be like Vivian. You know, I don't know if you heard her call earlier tonight, but she called in. She was pretty upset at the idea that the government, who'd promised her to take care of her, promised her that they were going to be there for her, is basically saying, yeah, we might just not send you a Social Security check this month. Well, that is a slap in the face.
Yeah.
And that is a huge shock for a lot of people. And that's going to be one of those opportunities to where you'll get to talk to that person again. And that's when they're going to open up to you and say, you know, I can't believe what these government people are doing to my Social Security check. You were right about this, what they might come back and say. And that's when burning bridges is very, very useful, because at that point, you know, you can maybe bring that person on board, or at least bring them a little bit closer, because they've changed. They've observed what these people calling themselves the state are actually all about. And, you know, sometimes it may be that they've been arrested within the year or two, or their grandson or their son or daughter have been arrested and gone through just an awful situation. So you never know what's going to change.
Also keep it bite-sized, too. Don't give them too much information.
Don't puke on them.
Yes, they might not be able to process it all.
Don't give them too much information or puke on them. There you go. Hey, I hope that helps, and thanks for the call. And don't ever be afraid to, you know, walk away from a conversation. If it's not going anywhere, if you feel like you're running up against a brick wall, there are better prospects out there. Other fish in the sea. Spend your time on someone else. Thanks for the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning between gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. It's right there at the front and the top of the website. The last week's worth there at freetalklive.com. And then if you click into the archives section, you'll go all the way back to late 2006. And it's free. FreeTalkLive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project and has been for a long time. We're all fans of the Free State Project, so much so that we made the move for the Free State Project. We picked up our lives and moved from, JJ, you came from Wisconsin, we came from Florida, people coming from all around the world to focus their activism efforts in one place. We were talking with Jackie a few moments ago in Florida about the idea of communicating the concepts of liberty. And I didn't mention the Advocates for Self-Government. It's worth mentioning. Theadvocates.org. They've got some great books and CD courses, the audio courses that will help you sculpt your craft. They will help you perfect the ability that you have to communicate the ideas of liberty. And we can all improve. I know that sometimes I look back at how I talk to somebody and I regret, saying something that I said, etc.
One thing's for sure, berating someone and making them look, attempting to make them look wrong or stupid
is that won't work.
A very ineffective way to get them to come to your side. Humans just are not sort of built to say, oh yes, I am wrong or stupid, you are right or smart, I will believe like you believe. That's just not the way they are.
So I've done a lot of outreach. When I was living down in Florida, before I moved to New Hampshire, I was doing a lot of stuff down there of giving out the world's smallest political quiz to folks to kind of find out what their political beliefs were, and then talking to them about the ideas of liberty, spreading brochures and pamphlets and books and things like that, and getting the ideas out in whatever way I could. But it never really panned out into much. Because as far as much activism is concerned, maybe I ended up changing a bunch of minds and down the line these people have become activists and I just don't know about it. You never know whose life you will touch as an activist. You never know if the person you talk to is going to be the next Ron Paul, for instance. You don't know. And so you want to treat people with respect, obviously, and go through some communication basics of respecting them in verbal jujitsu or whatever, where, you know, you want to agree with that person as much as possible, as JJ was talking about, and take it in bite-sized chunks and don't, you know, puke your message all over them. But the other thing that makes a difference is when you aren't the lone kook. And what I mean by that is sometimes I was the lone kook. I was the guy running the outreach table at the fair, and I was doing it by myself. And I did a pretty good job of it by myself. I managed to get a lot of people to come talk to me and take the quiz and go through this process. But it was always better when someone else was there with me. Not only because we could handle more people that would come up, but also it was more likely that more people would come up in the first place, because you're less likely to be crazy if there's someone else who's with you.
Well, it looks popular.
Exactly, which is one of the big factors into why I think the Free State Project is going to work and is working, is because it will take what is in many cases seen as a fringe message. You radicals, you believe people should be free to live their life how they want, so long as they don't hurt anybody else.
You
That's
believe
so extreme.
That, you believe that people should be treated morally and force shouldn't be used against them to get them to do what you want, as long as they're not hurting other people.
In a society full of that drips with statism and the coercion, then yeah, that position seems radical and crazy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We need the government. We got to have them for Social Security. Well, then you find out that they've screwed you over, like Vivian's.
Well, frankly, any company in the world can run an organization as badly run as Social Security. I mean, you know, anybody could do that.
But only the government can force you into it.
Right. Well, yep.
So having people who are together in the same place legitimizes a viewpoint. The government's viewpoint is legitimate to people because it's been in place for so long. Because they have been effective, as crappy as they are at whatever they do, they have been effective at indoctrinating people to believe that they need them. Like, I think it was the commissioner or whatever his name is in the V for Vendetta, you know, we must show them that they need us. Well, if people start to think they don't need the government anymore, it's over. Because it's all based on an illusion. It's all based on this aura of legitimacy that they've created for themselves. They've made it so people believe in them. Like we were talking about, it's a religious ritual,
right,
going to court.
And they made it look popular by having so many servants, if you will, so many bureaucrats and administrative people and paper pushers.
Right, look at all this bustling activity.
Exactly.
There must be something going on here.
Right.
These people must be doing something good.
Right. So get together with other like-minded people. That's one of the big keys, is if you want to effectively communicate these ideas, it helps if they're hearing it from multiple places. Because if you're like Jackie in Florida and you're having trouble talking to people and you're frustrated that, yeah, okay, they want freedom in this area, but they don't want it in this area, they're being supported by other people who agree with them. In their lifetime, and they're going to work when they're at church or wherever they go,
sure,
they're encountering other statists and people that think that the government's legitimate.
If they try out these ideas on somebody and they get the, well, what about the roads?
Or right, the military.
Some kind of cops, courts, roads, military, these are all the things that people immediately run to the poor people when you talk about more freedom. Well, they don't know how to respond to those,
so
they just go back to their normal thing. This is a requirement essentially in any kind of conversion process, whether that conversion is religious or any other ideas, is people need to be essentially discipled or given more information, brought along.
It sounds kind of creepy, doesn't it? I mean, you're like, it's,
well, you're also,
that's what's done with the government.
Right.
The government has their own indoctrination centers where they steal money from me and my friends and family every single single day so they could inculcate kids starting at 5 years old and younger with these Pledge of Allegiances and all these other things. Please don't think for one freaking moment that this crap is not creepy from the other side.
I got you, man.
You're also selling something. You're selling an idea, and that is important to consider because don't try to sell something to someone if you're like you look bad or you smell like you just finished working on a car and there's grease stains all over you. And you know, if you're going to sell something to someone, whether it be a product that's tangible or an idea, you need to present yourself. You need to look and act and carry yourself as if not only are you confident in the idea and it's in the sound, you know, logic behind it, but you're also willing to, you know, to share this, and you want to create a bridge. You're actually trying, by networking with these people, you're creating bridges that you can use in the future if they are along that path and have reached a point where they can process these sorts of ideas and accept the theories that go along with them.
As an example, as a partial example, I was mentored in this business by a guy named Bob Garrett, and if you listen to if you're listening to the radio, you might hear Bob's voice from time to time.
He does some of our intro.
Does some of our rejoins, and he's got this real gravelly voice. And he is quite a character. I love the guy. And you know, I learned a lot of what I know from him. It was unprovoked earlier this year when he posts a Facebook message, something to the extent of, you know, turns out Ian was right, you know, libertarianism, you know, makes sense, or whatever. I'm paraphrasing it, but it was just kind of this mea culpa of, well, I was wrong, and Ian was right all along. It was something like Ian was right all along about this libertarianism thing. But all that said, he still didn't quite get it, because then, you know, it wasn't much more than a few weeks later that he was talking about this Herman Cain character being like the...
Well, Herman Cain and Michelle Bachmann, and there's several candidates in the field that are attractive to people that have, you know, sort of a cursory view of what
That's
libertarianism
what I'm saying, cursory,
is.
If you know what you're talking about.
But most people have the same kind of... This is, you know, they have the same kind of view. That view can be fostered, and they can be shown, look, the head of the Federal Reserve in what is Kansas City or whatever is probably not a good choice for the president, for a libertarian type presidential candidate, and a lady whose husband is you know, one of these pray the gay away kind of folks, and wants to you know, do away with gay marriage, gay people, and you know, whatever.
Well,
all her
we know these guys
aren't
even
are
close, but my
no,
point being that even if somebody sounds like they're on board, they're still probably a little ways away from where you are. And being understanding towards them is important. But having multiple people in the general vicinity of that person is more important than anything that you can do alone. Because then they're hearing the message of freedom from different sources. And it all of a sudden gains its own aura of legitimacy. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Z
you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And dialing toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website, and we give you the features there for free. Those features include the webcam. Go watch and listen and interact. The chat room built into the very same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because lawyers are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out, just to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So what I was saying before is you get people together in the same area like we're doing here in New Hampshire at freestateproject.org. You get people together, and it amplifies your message. It makes it so that you aren't the lone kook shouting out in the wilderness, freedom!
Well, not only that, but also I think the multiple approaches, different people have different methods of communicating. They might connect on a different level or have an experience they can relate. And so having a bunch of different people that can tell that story and give those ideas out.
Right. You want the message to come from a guy in a suit and a guy wearing sandals and, you know, a lady, you know, in business attire and, you know, somebody who's wearing a bikini. You want the message to come from different types of people and different economic strata and different looks and all that.
That's right. And then different strokes for different folks. That's what it's all about. And so if you don't connect with this person, but they're a friend of yours, well, maybe one of your friends might be better telling the message to this person, and you can just provide backup.
Right. Is a Christian going to listen to an atheist talking about the ideas of freedom as likely as they will listen to another Christian talk about the ideas of freedom? So that's one of the most powerful things, in my opinion, about getting together, and that's what the Free State Project is all about. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about it. As we go to Steve in Missouri. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian J.J. and Mark.
I'm still here. I'm ready to talk. Yeah. I have my notes.
Steve, you are on the air, and go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
All right. So what do you think about the Fed?
The Fed?
Should we have a Fed? Should we not have a Fed?
Are you talking about the federal government or the Federal Reserve?
No, the Federal Reserve.
Okay, so the Federal Reserve is entrenched, whether I don't think we should have one, but it exists today, so I think that the only path to getting rid of it would be to allow competition in the area of currency.
That would require ending the legal tender laws,
right,
and making it so people can make their own currency without fear of being arrested, like happened to Bernard von Notthaus.
Right.
The
if the government's
dollar.
Currency is so great, they shouldn't have to have laws that protect people, that prevent people from making competing currency. Steve?
So. Well, I agree with that for sure.
Well, great. So what are your thoughts? What do you want to share with us tonight?
I just think that, we really shouldn't.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was pouring a drink there. What's that you were saying?
Yeah, that's a funny joke that you made because you think that I'm drunk.
I don't know what you are, Steve, but you sound like you're having a good time tonight.
Oh, I am.
Good. Well, that's what you should be doing. It's a good life.
I still have ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. So share some more with us.
Sure. What do you think about, the current conservative, the candidates?
The usual scumbags, as far as I'm concerned. The face has changed. The face has changed and the names changed, but the opinions are the same.
I don't mind Ron Paul and Gary Johnson look pretty good to me. The rest of them, yeah, I can do without.
Right. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves, even if you're a little bit tipsy. 1-800-259-9231.
Seems likely.
As we continue here. So here's the story that we just barely touched on earlier. It's from CoinWeek.com, and it's about the federal government versus some family members of a guy that ended up passing away, a Philadelphia jeweler in the 1930s. He got his hands on some valuable double eagle coins. And back in the day, they were $20 gold pieces, and now they're worth a heck of a lot more than that. Throughout this trial, Assistant U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Romero contended that Mr. Swit, he's the gentleman that is in reference here, and an unknown number of his friends must have stolen the 1933 Double Eagles from the Philadelphia Mint, as they were never officially released to the public. No evidence of who or how this was done was presented, only a theory that this was the only possible explanation as to why the gold coins were in Mr. Swit's possession. The coins are currently in Fort Knox, Kentucky. The family contended they were legally
probably
entitled.
Probably the only gold there.
Maybe. The family contended they were legally entitled to the coins because the government could not prove that they were stolen.
How many coins?
Let's see here. Enough to be several million dollars worth. I think there were about 10 of them. So these are very, very rare coins.
Right, they weren't released, right?
Yeah, exactly. The family contended they were entitled to them because the government couldn't prove they were stolen, and there was no way to know how they got out of the mint and eventually into the Swit family's safety deposit box.
Makes sense to me.
The family. But the government contended that circumstantial evidence proved this was not the case. Their position was the Mint never legally issued any 1933 Double Eagles to the public. And
so therefore, they must be stolen.
And that all 445,500 were accounted for in Mint records. But since 1937, at least 21 have surfaced, and all of them can be traced back to Mr. Swit, who the government theorized got them that year from a corrupt Mint official. The Langford Swit attorney argued that the coins could have been legally obtained during a window of opportunity in March and April of 1933, when a law governing possession of gold was in flux.
The U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Romero was more than willing to talk about it. She says it sends a strong message that the government will pursue crimes against the U.S. money supply no matter how many years pass.
Oh, is that terribly false?
What do you mean by that?
Well, the U.S. money supply is being inflated at a rapid pace. Isn't that a crime against the money supply?
That's not a crime.
I don't know that it's a crime. I mean, you know, that
when you're destroying the currency, when there is a loss of value,
it's their currency.
I think it's still a crime.
No, well, I see where it's criminal what they're doing.
Exactly.
I don't know that it's criminal.
They're stealing. No, they're stealing.
No, I would say
they're not stealing.
Well, no, I disagree with you, Mark.
Well, it doesn't matter. You could take your money and you can put it in gold.
You're wrong, Mark. I went to public school.
You can take your money, put it in gold and silver, and then the government won't be able to steal your money. If you choose to keep your money in their currency and they inflate their currency, yes, you will lose value. Yes, you could call it an invisible tax. No, you can't call it criminal.
I can, and
you
I do.
You call it whatever you want. It just won't be right.
When you give someone something and they have an expectation about it, and then you debase it without their knowledge, that seems to be
when
a fraudulent
that person,
activity.
I don't know that it is fraudulent activity. That's what's been going on all
along. I don't
have
a choice.
Why does a person have an expectation
have
of anything else? Yes, you do have a choice. You could do business in gold and silver.
No, you can't
if that's
go to Walmart and spend gold and silver.
Look, Walmart wants to do business in Federal Reserve notes.
Because
the only problem with the government is that they are a monopoly and they use violence to get what they want, not because they create this currency that they debase. That is their currency. They can do with it as they please.
But
you can
they
make
force
your own
people
currency
to use it.
And
no, you can't. They put Bernard Vanothaus, they're looking at putting him in a jail cell for 25 years because he made his own
that's
currency.
That's an aspect of the monopoly part. It has nothing to do with them increasing, you know, inflating their currency.
Well, no, it doesn't have to do with inflating the currency. The currency is being destroyed, right? Can we prove that?
I don't know that the currency is being destroyed. There will probably be a
debased
crisis.
Let's use that word.
Okay, better term. Yeah.
Okay, so there is a loss. We can actually show a claim with a loss, right? I mean, if we did some mathematics and value equations and blah, blah.
I don't think that you could make a claim because, you know, that is what has been going on all along. Therefore, there's a reasonable expectation that's what will continue to happen. You're using their currency. It's in the same way that somebody who jerks their, you know, that gets in the car with me and
it doesn't make it not wrong. It doesn't make it right is what I'm trying to say is they've been taking
not right.
They've been stealing taxes from people for a long time.
Ignorance screws people all the time,
JJ. That doesn't mean that it's not criminal.
No, it's not criminal. People are ignorant, and their ignorance screws them. And people
no
who are
doubt.
Ignorant get screwed all the time.
I agree with you. Buyers should beware, no doubt about it. But the government has this aura of legitimacy surrounding it. They get people to trust them, and then they screw them, and they rip them off, and they scam them. And I'm on JJ's side on this one for sure. 800-259-9231.
Criminal stealing.
It is stealing. They're stealing from people. They steal value right out of your pocket when they inflate the money supply.
You know they're going to do it
stealing.
Tomorrow. I have money in FRNs and gold and silver.
They're taking something that's not theirs, and that's the value you work for.
It is their money. They can do what they want with it.
No, it's not their value. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.